Hello, and welcome to Finance Rules, the Eigenberger and Weiner Financial News Radio Show on the Incandescent Radio Network. This monthly podcast offers insights into some of the top trends happening in the financial markets. Today, we are featuring financial advisor Carmen Wu, who partnered with Eigenberger and Weiner LLC in August 2007. She brings nearly three decades of experience in the financial industry and has served as a financial advisor, branch manager, regional manager, chief operations officer, and VP of a regional banking institution. Very impressive creds. So today we're going to be talking to Carmen about a topic that is very near and dear to her heart, and also to the hearts of every parent who has a kid and is thinking about planning for college. How in the world do we pay for college given the escalating prices? So I'm going to throw that over to you, Carmen.
Well, many parents have that question, and certainly one that is in the mind of newlyweds who are planning to have children as well. But the first thing that you want to do is prioritize your savings. Having a sound financial foundation is critical. So you want to make sure, first of all, that you have sufficient emergency funds, and that starts by having anywhere between 3 to 6 months expenses. I normally say expenses because if you have a high income, you probably can save a little bit more. The other thing you want to make sure that you do is that you have appropriate amount of insurance to protect your family against any unexpected catastrophe. Also, your estate plan, your will, your medical directives, your durable power of attorneys, you want to make sure that those are set up. Then pay off any credit cards that you may have because you don't want to be paying those high interest rates. And then retirement saving actually comes first, all right? Because once you have all that, then you can create a strategy for saving for college. One of the things to keep in mind is you shouldn't really be borrowing when you retire to live on that loan. But you can always borrow if you have to pay for college. Keep that in mind.
That is great to know. And in fact, according to the College Board, the average annual cost for attending a four-year college today is $17,860 for a public school and $39,518 for a private institution. And those prices vary from school to school and state to state. So how do we plan ahead for those kinds of numbers?
Well, I think that you stated the first thing that you need to know, and that's what is the cost of colleges. And what you said was correct. The public school cost is approximately $70,860 per year, but that can vary from state to state.
Okay.
And with expenses on a private four-year college is $39,518, but that also can vary from institution to institution. So that's something that you want to consider. You need to consult your financial advisor or your planner to figure out how much you need to save using a reasonable rate of return. By doing this, you can easily figure out how much money you need to save both on a monthly and yearly basis.
And the good news is that time is your most precious asset. The more time you have to save, the better.
Absolutely. The sooner you start, the better, because time is definitely your friend. Let's take, for example, a savings of $300 a month for 18 years, and you're getting a reasonable rate of return of 7%. You can save well over $126,000.
Wow.
So if you borrow, borrowing is more expensive than saving. And let's take an example. If you borrow that same $126,000, and say that you pay it off over an 18-year period of time, and it's going to cost you, certainly with financial aid or loans today, they're higher. So we're going to take an 8.5% rate of return. Your cost of interest payments will be approximately slightly over $115,000.
Ouch.
So the total cost to repay the loan will be well over $241,000. So as you can see, it will definitely be more expensive to borrow than to save.
So what are some good options? There's lots of packages out there. Let's tackle a few of them. Tell us about the Uniform Gift for Minors Act.
Okay, well, in the past, the most form of saving for college was actually to utilize the Uniform Gift to Minors, or also known as a UGMA, Also, savings bonds were another form of savings for college. With the UGMA, thing to keep in mind is that children have control of the account at the age of 18. Okay, so some parents don't like the loss of control in that particular situation. With savings bonds, they offer low rate of returns, and in order to keep up with the inflation cost of college education, you need to get some options that offer you slightly higher rate of returns than that. So some of the better college options that we have available are the prepaid tuition plans, the Coverdell Education Savings Accounts, the 529 college plans, and these three plans offer you tax-deferred growth that can help you maximize your savings. The prepaid tuition, a couple of things to keep in mind with that is that if you live in the state of Virginia, all right, and you purchase the prepaid tuition and your child ends up going to California, that might not have been enough savings to pay for the college in California. So you need to be able to keep that in mind.
That is so true. In fact, let me just chime in here. We did the prepaid tuition program for Virginia before both of our kids turned one. Mm-hmm. So we paid $16,000 for college each. Mm-hmm. And what we assumed at the time was that if we didn't move, we stayed Virginia residents, and they went to school in Virginia, that would be the best case scenario. And that absolutely has turned out to be the case. Anna's tuition is completely paid for. We just now pay for room and board, and Dylan will go to school in 4 years. And they both knew that that was the best case scenario for the whole family's finances, that we were covered. And both my husband and I work for ourselves, so we didn't want to worry about like buying a pack of gum. You know, maybe we should save that for the college tuition. So that really worked out beautifully for us. But one of the women who works for me, her daughter wanted to go to Vermont. They had paid in, and those numbers didn't work for them. So I think that's really important to know, that you need to stay a resident and that go to school. Or does it differ from state to state, or is that pretty universal?
It does differ from state to state, so that's why you need to be able to keep that in mind. I know that if you started saving for your child when they were one, and then with cost of tuition today, and if they do decide to go to a different school, what they do is they adjust the cost. I mean, you'll be able to use what you save, but sometimes it doesn't translate for the cost in another state.
Right. Okay. So that's good information about the prepaid program, and to get all the information you possibly can. Tell us a little bit about the Coverdell Education Savings Account. What is that?
Well, the Coverdell Educational Savings Plan also allows you to put money away for college, but it's $2,000 a year. And obviously $2,000 a year saving for college may not be sufficient to provide you with what you will need.
And what's the difference between that and the 529 plan?
Well, the most powerful college saving plan option that you have today is actually the 529 plan. And the reason why that is more used more by parents is because it allows you to make larger contributions. Currently, you can put in $14,000 per account. So you have parents, each parent can actually put away $14,000 in a separate account for each of for their children. So if you take one child, so on an annual basis, you can actually save $28,000 if you were able to save that
exactly.
much, obviously. Now, it permits tax-free withdrawals for qualified educational expenses such as tuition, room, and board, generally. Now, you'd have to consult an accountant because sometimes there are other expenses that will count as qualified expenses. Now, the one thing that is important that you need to remember is that the account stays under the control of the parent, and that's huge for financial aid. 529s may lower the impact on available financial aid because they are in the parent's name. Mm-hmm. So you want to be able to keep that in mind. It is taken into account when they're looking at their financial aid, but the parent saving only accounts between 2.6% to 5.6%. Again, you have to look at it from state to state.
Okay, excellent advice. So is there what would you like us parents to take away when it comes to saving for college? What's the top three things?
Start early. if you start early, that just is a huge advantage to the parents. And certainly do your homework so that you can start determining how much you can actually save on a monthly basis. If you start little by little, before you know it, you'll accumulate it more than you would have thought.
So plan ahead, save, start early. I love it. We're talking to Carmen Wu, a financial advisor at Eagenberger and Weiner LLC here in Northern Virginia. You can contact Carmen directly at her email.
cmwu@ebwllc.com.
Awesome. And you can learn more about Carmen's ideas on saving for college and other topics at Eagenberger and Weiner's wonderful website, www.ebwfinancialnews.com. You are listening to Finance Rules, Eagenberger and Weiner's monthly talk show on the Incandescent Radio Network. Tune in every month for a new episode from one of EBW's consultants, financial planners, and advisors at www.incandescentradio.com. We'll look forward to talking to you soon.